Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarretta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, O divine will, to breathe in my breathing, to palpitate in my heart, to circulate in my blood. May every single act done in the divine will be for the praise and glory of God our Father, for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last, and for the divine will to descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarretta. Today we will continue with volume 21. The next passage comes from March 22, 1927. And the title is Searching for Jesus Everywhere. How one who lives in the divine will lives in the echo of the voice of Jesus. Effects of the rising of the sun of the divine will within the soul. Continuing in my usual state, I follow the divine will in creation. In going from one created thing to another, I call my sweet life, Dear Jesus, come to follow the acts of His will in all created things, together with me. But not seeing Him, I felt the nail of His privation pierce me through. And in my sorrow, I said to Him, My Jesus, I do not know what to do in order to find you. I have you called by your justice within the sea, by your power in its roaring waves, and you do not listen to me. I have you called by your light in the sun, by the immensity of its heat, which symbolizes your love, and you do not come. I have you called by your immensity, by all your works, in the vastness of the vault of the heavens, and it seems it is not for you. But tell me at least, what should I do to find you? If I do not find you, in your own will, in the midst of your works, which are your boundaries, where can I find my life? Luisa Picarretta is doing her rounds of creation, and is calling the divine will, is calling Jesus, as she says, in the roaring of the sea, is calling our Lord with the light of the sun, is calling our Lord through all created things. She's taking the light of the sun. She's taking the roaring of the sea. She's taking the wind. She's calling our Lord. And it seems like she's not able to find our Lord. And she says, Lord, tell me, where can I find you? I'm looking for you in your own creation. But while I was putting out my sorrow, He moved within me, telling me, How beautiful is my daughter, how beautiful it is to see your littleness, as though dissolved in my will, searching for me in the midst of my works, and not finding me. How beautiful is to see the creature dissolved in the will of God. This is what our Lord is telling Luisa Picarretta, that He delights in seeing Luisa Picarretta in her nothingness. Jesus, I'm nothing, you are all, come, O divine will. In recognizing our nothingness, our Lord will be pleased. We remember the passage of the Gospel, sacred scripture that tells us, our Lord tells us, without me you are nothing. Without me you can do nothing, He says. When the creature recognizes her nothingness, then our Lord is able to build a strong foundation in our hearts and our souls. Because He knows that the foundations are going to be His. Nothing is going to shake those foundations. It will be like building on rock, on solid ground. Luisa is experiencing this emptiness in herself. She's going around doing her rounds of creation and she doesn't feel the presence of our Lord. But the Lord says that He delights in her nothingness. In this passage, we see that Luisa says also, He moved within me, telling me, How beautiful is my daughter, how beautiful it is to see your littleness as though dissolved in my will, searching for me in the midst of my works and not finding me. Because the kingdom of heaven is within us. By virtue of our baptism, we become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. God living, palpitating in us, dwelling in us, in our souls. By virtue of our baptism, we all have become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. And God wants to be recognized in us. God who rests in the creature, in the soul of his creature, wants that recognition. All the elements are fixed in the will of God, but we creatures are the only ones who went away. By exercising our own will against our God and Father, we move away from the will of God. But the Lord wants us to recognize him. We remember the first words of our first parent, Adam. Through this revelation, our Lord reveals to Luisa Picaretta that the first words that Adam issued to our God and Father was, "Thank you, my God and my Father, the author of my life." He recognized his creator living within him. We too have to recognize this spiritual reality that God lives in us, palpitates in us. And through this gift given to us through the servant of God, Luisa Picaretta, our Lord wants us to understand how, by living in the will of God, by embracing this spirituality, this way of life, he will be able to do everything in us. He will recognize, if we enthrone him in our hearts, in our souls, because it will be him operating behind every single act that we do. Let's continue. "And I, my Jesus, you make me die. Tell me, where do you hide? And Jesus, I hide within you." If you hear the voice of someone, in hearing his voice, you can say that he is near you. See, Jesus hides within us. He is there, waiting to be recognized, waiting for us to hear his voice, waiting for us to go into the inner room of our soul, where he lives, where he palpitates, where he hides. "Now my will is the echo of my voice. If you are in it, going around all the works of my fiat, you are already in the echo of my voice. And since you are in it, I am near you, or inside of you. And with my fiat, I give you the gift of letting you go around up to where my voice reaches and up to where my fiat extends." Again, he is in us, and the will of God is everywhere. The will of God is in the elements, is in the sun, is in the light, is in the moon, is in the stars. We live and move and have our being in him, in his divine will. But he wants us to recognize him, to be able to hear his voice. He's near us. As Saint Augustine will say, he's closer to us than we are to ourselves. He's closer to us than we are to ourselves. He knows us. He made us. And we belong to him. He hides in our heart, in our soul, in the inner room of our soul, just waiting to be recognized. How can we recognize him? By inviting him to breathe in us, to palpitate in us. By loving him with the same words that our first parents love him. "Thank you, my God and my Father, the author of my life. I love you with your own will. Surprise," I said, "my love. So your voice becomes very, very long, because there is no point in which your will is not." And Jesus added, "My daughter, indeed, there cannot be will or voice without the person who emits them. So just as my will is everywhere, there is no point which is not reached by my voice, which brings my fiat to all things. Therefore, if you are in my will, in the midst of its words, you can be more than certain that your Jesus is with you." We can be certain that Jesus is with us. We can be certain that God lives in us. By virtue of our baptism, the Holy Spirit palpitates in us. The Holy Spirit is doing his rounds in our soul, and God is waiting to be recognized. After this, I was thinking about the great good that the divine will brings to us. And while I was all immersed in it, my sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, when the sun rises, it dispels the darkness and makes the light arise. It changes the humidity of the night with which the plants are so invested as to become oppressed, numb, and melancholic. But as the sun rises, it turns that humidity into pearls, studding everything. plants, flowers, and all nature. Its silvery hollow brings back joy and beauty, taking away the night. And with the enchantment of its light, it seems to take all nature by the hand in order to vivify it, embellish it, and give life to it. The sea, the rivers, the springs are frightening, but it makes the variety and the vividness of their colors stand out. In the same way that the sun rises and dispels the darkness of the night, the divine will in the soul has the power to dispel the darkness. And in baptism, this is what happens. When we are baptized, the Holy Spirit descends in our hearts, in our souls. The Holy Spirit descends in our hearts, in our souls, with all the light, the power, the heat that the Holy Spirit brings, and it dispels the darkness. And where death existed, now the life of grace is implanted in us. And there the gift of faith, hope, and charity, these three gifts that the Holy Spirit brings, that are called theological virtues, now they are planted in there. And the life of grace has to grow in us. So the gift of faith has to grow in our hearts, in our souls. And every time that we unite ourselves in the divine will, we acquire the capacity to receive, to expand, to grow in faith, in hope, in charity. In the same way that the sun makes the plants grow, the Holy Spirit breathing in us, palpitating in us, God Himself living in the creature, makes all the virtues grow, makes all the gifts that the Holy Spirit brings in baptism and in confirmation grow and develop. On the contrary, when sin reigns in our hearts, in our souls, then the Holy Spirit is suffocated there. There is no room to grow because of sin. But thanks to God that we have the gift of the sacraments, the sacrament of confession, in which we are able to receive forgiveness for our sins, in which we are able to receive pardon and grace to continue to grow more in the likeness of God. And through this gift of living in the divine will, by uniting all our acts in the divine will, we acquire that capacity to grow in the likeness of God. We become the new wineskins in which this new wine, the wine of the divine will, is being poured so that it can expand, it can grow, it can mature in us. That's why it's so important for us to read, to do all our acts in the divine will, not to waste any of our acts, because the more we do, the more we will expand. And even though it seems like we are doing nothing, our acts, they embrace the perfect, the eternal. They embrace all human race. They are able to arrive into heaven with the mark, with the seal of the divine will, bringing new joy to the saints and giving us the capacity to expand and thus to grow in the likeness of God. The divine will living in the creature causes the soul to develop all the gifts that the Lord has given us faster. Let's continue. In the same way as my will rises, all the human acts are invested with light. Imagine all the human acts that we do, excluding sin, can be invested with light, with holiness, with the gift of the divine will. And they take their place of honor in my will, and each one receives its special shade of beauty and the vividness of the divine colors, in such a way that the soul is transfigured and enveloped with an indescribable beauty. A new beauty, a new light, the light that emanates from God our Father, the light that emanates from the Blessed Trinity. As the sun of my will rises, it puts to fight all the evils of the soul. It takes away the passions even more. Before the light of the divine fiat, the very passions, they disappear and they convert into virtues to pay homage to my eternal will. Imagine this. That's why it's so important to immerse ourselves in the will of God. Because our Lord is telling us the passions will disappear a little by little. All our tendencies, all our sinful inclinations due to concupiscence, they will disappear a little by little. All the leprosy of the soul will disappear. A little by little we will gain sight, spiritual understanding, more light, more wisdom, more knowledge, more courage. All the gifts of the Lord, they will grow in us. All the virtues, the theological virtues, the gift of faith, hope, and charity, justice, prudence, all of them, they will grow in us. Continence, all of this. And all the passions will become as nothing before the sun, before the light of the will of God, because they represent the darkness that exists in the soul. In the same way that the virtues, they produce light in the soul, all the vices, they bring darkness in the soul. But with the gift of the divine will, living, palpitating, moving in our hearts and our souls, all this darkness will disappear. And even more, this light will grow. We'll invest all our human acts. If the soul is filled with the light of God, then the three powers of the soul will be inclined to follow God Himself. Our human will be inclined towards good. Our intellect will be inclined towards the supreme good. And our memory will be inclined, will be filled with the light of God. Then the three powers of the soul will be invested with light. This is very important for us to understand, that if we want all our human acts be invested with the light that emanates from God by living in the divine will, we need to immerse ourselves in the divine will. The source from which our free will, our intellect, and our memory feeds has to be filled with the light of God. And this is the soul. So if the soul is filled with the light of God, then the three powers of the soul, again, the free will, the intellect, and the memory, will be inclined towards the good. Therefore, all our acts will be invested with the light that emanates from the will of God. As the sun of my will rises, it puts to fight all the evils of the soul. It takes away all the passions. As it rises, everything is joy, and even pain, which like seas at night are fighting for the creatures. If my will rises, it puts to fight the night of the human will, and removing every fear, it forms its goal background in those sufferings. With its light, it invests the bitter waters of pain and crystallizes everything and becomes sweetness in such a way as to form an enchanting and admirable horizon. The will of God transforms the soul, my brothers and sisters. The will of God has the power to reshape us. The will of God has the power to make us grow in the likeness of our Creator. And this is what we lost when Adam and Eve failed. We retained the image of God in us, but we lost the likeness. And through this gift of the divine will, God wants all of us to be filled with this gift so He can be glorified, so we can be sanctified, so that we can be holy like He is. What can my will not do? It can do everything, and it can give everything. Where it rises, it does things worthy of our created hands. Let us ask our Lord to give us the grace to possess this gift of living in the divine will in our souls. Let us beg the Lord to bestow upon us this gift, my brothers and sisters. Let us recognize Him. Let us recognize that He hides in us. He says in these writings, I hide within you. Let us beg Him to do wonders in our souls, in our lives. Let us surrender our will to Him. If we do this, He will not delay. If we do this, His will arise in our hearts, and we will become holy, my brothers and sisters. I encourage all of you to continue reading, to continue meditating upon these writings, and to do all your acts in the divine will. Let us finish with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the gift and knowledge of the gift of living in your divine will, given to us through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. We ask you to bestow upon our souls this gift, so that you may be glorified through us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And the Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.